Dolce and Azalea Banks go off online. New music from some of the biggest names in pop. We've got Sheryl Crow in studio, and we explain Metro Boomin's many hits. It's Friday, April 12th, and I gotta get on the road to Coachella, but that doesn't stop the news from happening and a whole crop of new music. Let's jump into our Friday music guide. Dua Lipa's bringing us one step closer to radical optimism with Illusion. Think I'm gonna fall for an illusion. More new music throughout the show, but for now, our top story. Something is in the air because the girls are fighting. Let's break it down. It's been Azalea Banks versus Doechii online since Doechii posted this IG asking her followers what her fandom should be called. To which Banks replied, definitely should call them wannabes. And Doechii wasn't going to let that slide, replying, the first time you came for me, I let it slide out of respect for my elders. It's not my fault you selling soap, and I'm selling platinum records. Leave me alone, please. But it is hope, what's up? The feuding was far from over.
What is the tea? The girls are fighting! No!
Azalea Banks tweeted insinuating Doechii paid for her streams, accused her of being homophobic, called her ugly, and brought up her skin tone. Doechii went off on IG ending her clapback by saying, your diagnosis is wasted talent. I bow down, I kiss the ring, but bitch, I'm me. I've done in 2 years of signing what you couldn't do in your entire career. You're welcome. Ouch. Well, we'll keep a lookout to see if this feud continues. In the meantime, Doechii is going back to promoting Alter Ego, and Azalea Banks is going back to promoting her soap. Zayn Malik fans can rejoice they no longer have to feel alienated. His new single is here.
Yeah, I know I do it all again.
And he's already dropped a live performance of the new hit. The desert is open for business. And with weekend one of Coachella kicking off, we're telling you what you can expect from one of music's biggest weekends.
Cause bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead.
Doja Cat, Tyler the Creator, and Lana Del Rey are the weekend's headliners with a special super hyped appearance by No Doubt. But the excitement doesn't stop there. Latin music is bigger than ever at the fest with Peso Pluma taking the stage, and we hear J Balvin has an epic set on the way. Can't wait for the weekend surprises. We'll also be at all the biggest parties, hanging out at Revolve Fest, kicking it with Celsius, Neon Carnival, and so much more. Thank you, sweetie. Our full recap will be out on Monday. Sabrina Carpenter is energizing everyone with espresso.
So you can sleep, baby, I know that espresso.
She said she wanted to give you something new before she takes the stage tonight at Coachella.
Yes, I know I'm nothing to do for you. Yes, that morning coffee booty for you.
And our very own Rebecca Milzov talked to Sheryl Crow.
An album for me typically has been an artistic statement with a beginning, a middle, and end. It's been curated. You know, certain songs didn't make it, and people would listen to it as a full body of work. Now with playlists, obviously, I could wind up on a playlist with Shakira and Brandy and Ice Spice. I mean, you know, this record didn't turn out to be a record. It was just a bunch of songs I was writing after my kids would go to school, and just grappling with artificial intelligence and just what that's going to mean in the future for not only artists, but for our kids. And I just started writing, and I sent all these demos to my friend Mike Elizondo, who's a great music producer. And I said, I don't want to produce myself. I don't even know what I have here. Here's five songs. Do you like them? Do you want to produce them? Like, just make little movies out of them. And he did. And so I just kept going.
Well, I met Olivia at the Women in Music, Billboard Women in Music. Yeah. And I was a fan already. I mean, you know, I listen to her stuff and I go, oh my gosh, I can hear The Breeders. I can hear Blondie. I mean, she's got that real punk rock thing that I hadn't heard in so long.
Mm-hmm.
But then she has these great lyrics and these great hooks, you know? And so I was kind of impressed with that. And then I met her, and very different than my situation. She came up
in the business. I was 28 when I first made it. You know, I'd already mm-hmm. been a school teacher and everything else. But I liked how grounded she was. I liked that she seemed sort of out of, you know, with regard to the fame thing, that wasn't her major attraction, you know. Just got to know her, really like her. I feel like she just keeps writing her truth. She's got an experience that backs up everything in her songs. I just like her, you know, I root for her.
The full interview is on Billboard's YouTube. Another Coachella girly performing tonight. Chloe's here with Boy Bye. And Metro Boomin is on top of the charts, so let's take a deeper dive into my homie from the South.
Will Metro Boomin earn another number one album? In anticipation of Metro Boomin and Future's second collaboration project, We Still Don't Trust You, let's look back at Metro's Billboard chart achievements. This is Billboard Explains, Metro Boomin's journey on the chart. In the past decade, Metro has become one of the hottest producers and songwriters in hip hop. His Hot 100 breakthrough as a producer came with Future's Honest, which hit number 55 in 2013. Over the next 3 years, he produced 23 more Hot 100 hits. He earned his first number one on the Hot 100 for his work on Migos and Lil Uzi Vert's collab, Bad and Bougie, which topped the chart for 3 weeks in 2017.
My bitch is bad and bougie, bad, cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Metro has produced 16 top 10 hits on the Hot 100, including The Weeknd's Heartless, which ruled for 1 week in 2019, and his collab with Future and Kendrick Lamar, Like That, which currently holds the number one spot.
Yeah, I'm dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking dope.
Metro is no stranger to collaborations. The Billboard chart topper worked with some of rap's biggest artists for some huge albums. In fact, he has 7 top 10s on the Billboard 200, including Double or Nothing with Big Sean, which peaked at number 6 in 2017, Savage Mode 2 with 21 Savage that reached number 1 in 2020, and his Heroes and Villains, which topped the chart in 2022. Fun fact, Heroes and Villains went on to claim 18 weeks at number 1 on the Top Rap Albums chart, the third most of any album in the chart's history. 2024 is already starting off strong for Metro. His album with Future, We Don't Trust You, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200, and 17 of its songs hit the Hot 100, including Like That with Future and Kendrick, earning Metro his first number 1 as an artist. Can We Still Don't Trust You become Metro's 5th number 1 album on the Billboard 200? We can't wait to find out.
And I get to go! I can't wait to breathe in dust and dance to Bebe Rexha. I'll see you guys on Monday, but for now, one last entry from our Friday music guide. We've got one more Coachella girl to get to.
Looks like you better spend the night. Looks like I'm about to change your life.
Tinashe gets nasty, and oh my God, we are here for the new single.
Been a nasty girl.